an old town hall in Florence, Italy, for today's GeoQuiz. The place has been buzzing with art historians lately. They're taking a closer look at a 16th century fresco by the artist Vasari. Actually, they're using high-tech probes to peek through tiny holes at what's behind the fresco. It might just be a long-lost Leonardo da Vinci mural. It's called the Battle of Anghiari and was said by some to have been one of Leonardo's finest works, although he never finished it. In any case, no one knows yet for sure if it's really there. We've got photos of the ongoing work at theworld.org that may help you identify the fortress-like palace in Florence we want you to name. It's the city's town hall, and there's a copy of Michelangelo's David out front. We'll be back with the answer and more about that lost Leonardo mural later in the program. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Art researchers in Italy believe they're getting close to a breakthrough. They've been peeking through cracks in a 16th century fresco and now say they may have discovered traces of a long-lost mural by Leonardo da Vinci. Art historian Simonetta Brandolini joins us from Florence. So this drama, Simonetta, has been compared to the opening of King Tut's tomb in Egypt. Where is the whole thing unfolding?
Well, without a doubt, it's just as exciting. The first thought that came to my head was how exciting this would be to Leonardo da Vinci himself, because this whole search really brings together both art and technology. So being both an artist and a scientist, I think for Leonardo da Vinci, this would have been a prime example of something that he would have been a great fan of. The story unfolds in Palazzo Vecchio, which is the city hall of Florence. Leonardo da Vinci had been called on to paint the Battle of Anghiari on one of the walls of the great hall in City Hall in the beginning of the 1500s. So that's where the story really starts, really.
Palazzo Vecchio, the City Hall of Florence, is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, the Da Vinci masterpiece in question is called The Battle of Anghiari. Tell us what it depicts.
Leonardo had put together a furious and tangled mass of bodies and horses depicting the Battle of Anghiari. It was a battle near Arezzo, so just south of Florence as you drive towards Rome. What he had depicted, though, was a huge, almost like a vortex of horses and riders and soldiers and lances.
So a few years after Da Vinci painted the Battle of Anghiari, along comes Giorgio Vasari. Is his painting painted presumably over the Battle of Anghiari by Da Vinci?
Well, that's the interesting aspect of this. Engineer Dr. Maurizio Seracini has been working on this project, researching, searching for Leonardo for the last 30 years. And what has happened is that the technology has advanced, obviously, in these last 30 years. So what started out to be just a search, first, you know, historical, he is now able to do with different technology methods. He found, in fact, up in the upper left-hand portion of this huge mural of Vasari, the green flag that says "Chi cerca trova," who seeks shall find, and that seemed just like a perfect introduction that there must be something underneath.
Now, you alluded to how highly technical the whole process is, but also it's pretty simple. I mean, don't they essentially have to drill holes in Vasari's painting to see what's behind it?
Actually, I was fortunate enough to actually see these holes because Maurizio Seracini allowed us to go up on the scaffolding a few weeks ago and to see exactly where this search was being done. These small holes were only placed so that the probe could go through in areas that were already damaged or had already been restored. They took the most care possible to not damage anything that was already existing by Vasari there, but used, you know, these entrance sites that personally, I think that they did not do damage to the Vasari from what I could see and from what I saw yesterday during the press conference.
What would it mean to you if the Trail of Paint Ships leads to a discovery of the Battle of Anghiari?
I just think it's a fascinating mystery. It's like going back into history by centuries and seeing how these layers of history were placed one on top of another. That's one of the things that most intrigues me about the city of Florence and all of Italy in general and our artworks is that it, even if they were done 500 years ago, they become startling, real even now. Even Leonardo would enjoy this.
Art historian Simonetta Brandolini, founder of the Friends of Florence. Good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.